is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the assault amphibious vehicles in Normandy. Let's storm the sandy beaches. In world news, just after the stroke of midnight on June 6, 1944, U.S., Canadian, and British Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy as part of the surge to bring an end to the Second World War in Europe. This was known the world around as D-Day. Five assault groups set sail under darkness in an armada of about 7,000 vessels with more than 5,300 tons of bombs dropping through the night sky. The invasion of Normandy lasted many weeks with an eventual surrender by Germany in the French capital on June 30th, 1944. But the Allies paid the ultimate price. Heavy losses. Over 425,000 Allied and German troops were killed, wounded, or went missing, with over 209,000 Allied casualties and nearly 37,000 dead amongst the ground forces. Today, on the 75th anniversary of this tragic but triumphant wartime milestone, we remember those who fought and died for the world's freedom. D-Day veterans, world leaders, and citizens around the globe took part in an emotional ceremony this week, honoring the men and women who participated in what is still the largest joint naval, air, and land operation in history. Across the Atlantic, President Trump, Prime Minister Theresa May, and Queen Elizabeth were among 16 world leaders who attended events to mark the anniversary of the Allied invasion of northern France. The ceremony was a stirring commemoration as dignitaries met and shook the hands of some of the 300 surviving veterans in attendance who took part in the effort to liberate France from Nazi tyranny. And now we bring you an important bulletin.
Well, now that the war is over, the big job of cleaning up begins. And our bill for cleaning up is going to be pretty big, because millions of our sons are still in uniform. Others will be brought home to get our gratitude and the benefits of the GI Bill of Rights. Think of the mustering out pay, hundreds of dollars per man, so he can get a new start and an education. Well, they've done their job. Now let's finish ours. They want a war. Now we got to pay for it. And I'm sure that every good American will be glad to help foot the bill. To bring our men back home. Men and women of the home front army, this victory loan drive is our last chance to buy extra bonds.
Welcome back, folks. In uplifting news, make our earth clean again. If anyone can do it, Iron Man can. Robert Downey Jr. has vowed to use robotics and AI to significantly clean up the Earth in the next decade. During Amazon's brand new premiere open to the public conference in Las Vegas entitled Machine Learning, Automation, Robotics, and Space, aka Mars, in a room filled with AI legends, astronauts, and other dignitaries, Downey presented his master plan as the keynote speaker. The 54-year-old actor doesn't just pretend to be a brilliant scientist in the Iron Man series. He's actually using robotics, artificial intelligence, and technology to clean up the Earth. This new effort to reduce our carbon footprint has been dubbed the Footprint Coalition. Now, this is something we can all marvel at. In more uplifting news, world's first 3D hologram circus fights animal cruelty. Interesting. A circus in Germany is being praised for its decision to stop using live animals in its shows and combat animal cruelty in the industry by using holograms instead. Circus Roncalli became the first in the world to incorporate magnificent 3D holograms of animals in their show. The circus has been in business since 1976, but decided to stop using live animals. Now, instead, in the midst of acrobats and magicians are glittering giant projections of elephants, horses, and fish. Now this turns the greatest show on Earth to the kindest one ever done. Why, even the great Zucchini Spumiti, straight out of the mouth of a flaming canyon, would be proud. And now for a very special reading. We close today's news with the words of Franklin Delano Roosevelt from his radio address to the nation on the eve of D-Day, just 75 years ago, entitled, Let Our Hearts Be Stout. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set up upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard, for the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return. Again and again, and we know that by thy grace and by thy righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this has been News from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.